All right, Cindy Bourne will join us from the Washington Post in just a couple of moments. It sounds as if, it looks as if the Washington Redskins are finally going to get a new name. It's going to be the end of a name that has been, very, I wouldn't even say it's been polarizing. I think the only people that hold on to that name are the fans, and they feel like it's a part of their history, and they grew up fans of this team and that name, and as a result, they want to hold on to it. And I can understand, you know, the attachment to a team name. I get that. I understand that. But this is a name that has been steeped in racism for quite some time. There's been a push to get this name changed for quite some time. FedEx, who is their name is on the stadium in D.C. They, I guess, went public with their pursuit of a name change, or their desire to have the name changed. And I guess Nike jumped on board with that, which I find always rich when Nike in their history is, you know, they're leading the cause for change.
Exactly.
When you consider what, you know, their whole operation and the way it works. But they jumped on board and they stopped selling any apparel on their website that features the name Redskins. So now the owner, Dan Snyder, who is very unliked in the market, I think, throughout NFL circles, throughout sports circles. You look at his history, it's not a good one. It's not a positive one, just based on the way he handles the whole operation. I guess he's launched some big review process, and it appears as if the tidal wave is just too strong and it's going to have to change. And it likely will change before the beginning of next season, which I think is very very predictable, considering what's going on in society right now.
No doubt, Hayes. I mean, I find this highly suspicious, right? Like, it's the right thing to do. Don't get me wrong. And I've been one of those people saying that. I mean, I'm not some sort of revolutionary in saying that. I think it's been a mainstream opinion. It's not.
Yeah,
it hasn't
exactly.
been some radical opinion.
No, it's not at all.
That this name isn't appropriate. This was the Washington racial slurs, as a lot of people called them. Like, there was no debate about what that name is in the eyes of indigenous peoples. So that really wasn't a debate anymore. The debate was, would Daniel Snyder, the owner of the team, ever get off his high horse, and stop being stubborn and actually make the change? And the reason I'm suspicious is because suddenly, Hayes, it looks as though this is a moment where he's doing it because of one reason, because the money makes sense now. This is the money is driving him to do this, not the pressure, not the right thing. This is about money. When you got a sponsor saying we'd like you to change the name, and when you've got Nike saying we'd like you to change the name because guess what, we can sell the new logo, we can sell new uniforms en masse. You got one of the best fan bases, most loyal fan bases in all of North American sports, and they're all going to buy a new jersey and a new cap with the new name on it. You know, when all those things line up, suddenly, cha-ching, guess what? Now we are on the moral high horse, and we're saying, yeah, we probably should review this thing.
Well, they're reviewing it, exactly. They're not going to jump to any, you know, conclusion here, because apparently this caught them off guard. Let's bring in Cindy Bourne from the Washington Post. Cindy, thank you for joining us. Do you see it the same way? This is more about economics than ethics when it comes to Snyder and the team and their apparent decision or this pathway that they're on towards finally changing the name?
I think it's probably a combination of factors. Money, for sure. There isn't an NFL owner who isn't cognizant of money and doesn't like to make money. They didn't get to be billionaires by accident, most of them. And I think there was also, you know, the NFL saw the writing on the wall when Patrick Mahomes and some other players, you know, made the video after the George Floyd murder. Roger Goodell came out and said, you know what, Black Lives Matter, we didn't get it, I'm sorry. You know, this is clearly where the NFL is going. These are, you know, their new stars, and the NFL seems to have had an awakening. Now, back to Snyder, I think he wants a new stadium badly. And he wants it in Washington, D.C., where, you know, the old stadium was back in the good old days. Well, guess what? The D.C. city fathers and mothers don't want to give him the money. And, of course, he wants taxpayer money, because they all do, to build the stadium. They won't do it as long as the nickname is in place. So, you know, there are a number of factors here. But Yeah, money is there. And, you know, it's a combination of money and a tipping point. You know, these guys can read the writing on the wall, and they also know that they've got an older fan base. They want younger fans. I mean, look at how NASCAR quickly swiveled and got rid of the Confederate flag. I mean, there's a, you know, there is a greater awakening going on.
No doubt, Sydney. But, you know, these teams, you know, as you point out, these teams are run by billionaires. They're largely dictatorships because the league is what it is. And Daniel Snyder has said more than once that, and I'm going to use the word he's used, he will never change the name of this team. I'm wondering how, even with this review process in motion and even with all these things churning around him and all those factors you outlined, you know, maybe driving him to this moment, how difficult will it be for him to say, you know, well, I said never before, but now we're doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the team he's rooted for since he was a little kid, and, you know, it's tough. I will say that our reporters at the Post have been working this story diligently. They are told that it's very likely that it will change potentially in time for the 2020 season. You will notice Nike has taken all the Redskins gear off its online shop. You know, you'll also recall that Nike has been out in the forefront on social justice. You know, they backed Colin Kaepernick. They backed some of the initiatives from LeBron James and Serena Williams. And, you know, for Nike to take down the gear for one team this close to the season is significant. Another thing I also believe, and our sources are telling us, I think this is farther down the line than they're letting on. You know, they said that, I think Goodell said that, you know, and Snyder both said that they'd been talking about this for a couple of weeks, and I think it has been in the pipeline.
We're chatting with Cindy Bourne from the Washington Post about the latest development in terms of the Washington Redskins and their name and how it appears to be in the process of being changed. There's a review process currently ongoing among ownership, and there's a big push from corporate America and a lot of fans and media throughout the country. But in terms of the city itself or the fan base itself, how do the fans generally poll on this, Cindy? In other words, you know, how many fans are pushing for a change within the city, within the fan base?
I would say, you know, Redskins fans are a pretty downtrodden lot. They haven't had much to cheer for 20 years. And when they do go to the stadium, it's one of the worst game day experiences in the entire NFL. Generally, they don't sell out to Redskins fans. You know, it's mostly NFC East and opposing teams that come to dominate the stadium. And if you were to wander around the streets of Washington and Virginia and Maryland, the area here, you would be stunned to see how much more Capitals and Nationals gear there is than Redskins gear. You'll see Redskins gear to a degree, but not like you have in other cities. You know, they've really just kind of worn out the fan base. I have friends who have kids who are, you know, teenagers. They don't want that. They have season tickets. The kids don't want to go to the games because it's a long haul out to the stadium. The stadium is awful and the team stinks. They've never seen a team that's won, you know, three Super Bowls. What do they know? And, you know, I can't tell you the number of people I know who have had season tickets and ended up giving them up because the kids don't want to go, their wives don't want to go. And guess what? They'd rather go, you know, they'd rather give up the season tickets and get tickets to like two or three games they want, get really good seats on StubHub because you generally can.
Right.
Well, and that's a rare thing in the NFL for sure, Cindy. I mean, especially in a legacy town like Washington. Now, so if indeed they do move forward on this, and as you pointed, if indeed they're farther down the line than they're actually letting on, if this has been in the works for some time, do you have any thoughts as to, you know, which way they're heading? Like, do you have a front runner for what they're going to name this thing?
No, although my personal favorite is Rough Riders. I'm impartial, whether it's one word or two.
No, we own that one up here. We had two teams at the same time with the same name. So don't start stealing our stuff. Let's not get crazy here. Come on, Cindy.
Okay, fine. No, not yet. I mean, some people are saying Warriors. You know, you would think that the NFL, being as smart as it is about these things, that whatever the name is going to be, they already know what it is. They've got it trademarked. They've got it, you know, the website domain. You would think they have all of that under control already. On the other hand, that's, you know, not generally the kind of forethought that the Redskins give to anything, and they often get caught. But, you know, you would think that they have something. I've heard Warriors. I'm not sure Warriors really works. They, you know, Snyder mentioned something about the military in his note. I don't know what how exactly you're going to do that, but I don't know.
Well, I would suggest don't do a fan poll. That's what we did up here, and we got stuck with the Raptors for 25 years. And then, you know, once Jurassic Park kind of blew over, people were like, did we really name the team the Raptors? Like, maybe we could have done something different.
Wasn't that the kind of around the same time, you know, Mighty Ducks? And,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, I don't know. Maybe the Hamiltons.
There you go.
That won't really work.
Maybe. You never know.
Who knows? I suspect that, you know, that they probably have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. And, you know, this is the owners, you know, the owners have seen the writing on the wall. I've always said this about the Redskins. They're an underperforming franchise. And I always felt that what was going to catch up to Snyder, regardless of the name, was when the other, 30 NFL owners, not the Packers, but the other 30 owners took a look around and said, you know what? This franchise is underperforming, right? I mean, if you own a bunch of businesses and you see one in an area that is underperforming, what do you do? And, you know, I think there might have been some pressure there.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Yeah, for sure. Well, this story, it's developing. We'll see where it goes. And let's hope football even happens in a couple of months. There's no guarantees at this point. But
exactly.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Great catching up with you. Thank you for doing this, Cindy.
Oh, thanks. Great to talk to you guys.
There's Cindy Bourne from the Washington Post. Rough Riders would be intriguing. That is one of the goofiest stories ever, that there were two teams in, was it an 8-team league at that point?
Exactly.
Maybe 9-team.
Yeah.
And they both had the same name. Like, it just,
but spelled differently.
Exactly, as she points out. Was it one word? Is it two words? It's a great name. I will say, Rough Riders is a great handle for a team. I like the name. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders is a great sports name.
It is.
But you can't have in the same league two teams with the same name, especially when there's 8 teams in the whole league.
Exactly.
Like, it's just absurd that the CFL ever allowed that to happen.
It was absurd, but it was awfully Canadian, wasn't it?
It was.
It's like,
yeah,
we can't
very
make
polite.
Them change. They don't want to change, and they don't want to change, so why should they have to change?
No, nice compromise.
Yeah.
The Canadian compromise, no compromise. We'll
exactly.
just both do it. I wonder about the color schemes and whether or not they'll change the colors. You know, like, if you're going to change this name, are you changing everything? Are you changing the whole scope of your image?
Right.
Down in Washington, I don't know, and I wouldn't be surprised if Nike was involved somehow in what this is going to look like, and because thinking money too, like you said, if you start pumping out new paraphernalia and new apparel, it's gonna fly off the shelves.
And part of the reason, like it's the nation's capital, right? It's not rocket science. What do you think the Capitals did when, you know, they got smart under Ted Leonsis? You know, they remade their image with the eagle logo and the red, white, and blue everywhere, with an emphasis on red. The Nationals are red, white, and blue.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what the Redskins probably should do here, right?
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I don't really trust Dan Snyder, and we'll see. We'll see what he comes up with. I would picture him fighting this from behind the scenes, but it's probably just a lost cause. You know, at some point, Goodell and the other owners, like Cindy just pointed out, are probably going to step in and say, enough. Like, you got to – we're going to team up on you here. It's got to happen. It's got to change.
But I spoke to a sports sponsorship guy who's always got an interesting take on these types of things, and he was basically saying, like, Snyder is so stubborn that the only way – he would do it as if the money made sense, right? So he's looking at it going, wait a second, the tide has turned here. People will applaud me for changing the name, and they'll go and buy my gear in incredible numbers when I change the name, and Nike's behind me. They'll we'll design an incredible new logo that'll be trendy and cool, and we'll make out like bandits on this thing, and we'll look like we finally saw the light in the wake of the murder of George Floyd, even though that's got nothing to do with anything.
No, it really clearly doesn't. I mean, if you know anything about the way these owners operate, you know, they'll say everything they can. They're all about gestures and all that, but very rarely do they follow through. And if this is a follow-through, it's going to be coming at the expense of people's pocketbooks. And they know they're going to end up making money off of it. And that's probably the best sales pitch of all. You know, as callous and cold and calculated as that might sound, I think it's a reality.